Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Another episode of the Dino Talk Podcast. Boom. The Dino Talk gang is back. Got us all here and here to talk some football. This is at the end of week 7, I believe. Yeah, week 7. So there's quite a bit to talk about. We're going to talk about today the trade deadline, what players could be moved, and whether or not we want to try to trade for these players ahead of time. And we're going to talk some wide receivers and whether we actually think they are wide receiver ones for teams or whether we think they're probably more wide receiver twos. But to start us off, we're actually going to talk the Cleveland Browns. But before that, I want to have a little bit of a trade discussion. Because there's a trade in one of my leagues. I want to kind of run it by you guys and see what you think. So I offered somebody Cooper Kupp and Devontae Adams for Jaylen Waddle and a third-round pick. What do we think about that one, guys?
I think it's a good potential buy low on Jaylen Waddle. The thing is, what kind of league is that? Is that a regular dynasty league? Is that a empire league? What kind of league... In particular,
it's an Empire Dynasty League.
Empire Dynasty. Well, both those guys are 31, so I think it's a really good idea for you to offload those guys. Is your team like, has anything happened this week to where it's like looking? Has anything happened to where like you're looking at rebuild contender? Is there anything like that?
I'm gonna contend.
Oh, then why would you trade away those two pieces and try to get Waddle? It would be a good buy low because he's going to have a decent year later on in the year. But
yeah, I mean, that would be the hope. So that's my biggest worry about trading that, because my team is at a pretty good spot. I'm number one in the league. I think the pretty clear cut best team in the league. And with those older guys. But the only problem is I have Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, and Cooper Kupp. And I have Josh Jacobs. I have Najee Harris. So I have a pretty old team. For that's my thought as to why I would get rid of those two guys would be because I have an old team and I need to get younger in some spots. Because I did trade away Nico Collins at the beginning of the year and I received Cooper Kupp and a couple of picks. So I do have quite a few picks, which I might end up moving. But in all reality, I should probably keep them. But if I made this move, I would feel comfortable moving those picks just because I would get a little younger as a whole. But in all reality, I actually got offered a trade initially for those two. But that's my reasoning for why I would get rid of those guys on this team.
You said Cooper Kupp and Devontae Adams?
Yes, I would be trading away Cooper Kupp and Devontae Adams and receiving Jaylen Waddle and a third round pick, probably a late third.
Okay, and why are you also pursuing
Jaylen Waddle? What are you going to do if Tua gets hit in the head one more time?
Yeah, I mean,
you have Tyreek Hill too, though, right?
I do have Tyreek Hill.
So are you planning on moving him then?
I would probably keep both of them.
I don't know if I really like that team building, but I mean, allegedly Tua's designated off the IR for this weekend, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And Logan, just to fill you in, this is a trade actually involving Jesse and I. That I sent the trade over to Jesse in our trading league.
Bring up Empire, and this is my only thought with not sending him, is that I plan on, okay, first of all, for the listeners at home, something did happen this week. Nick, let's fill him in here because you don't have a QB2 anymore. Both, he had 3 QBs going into the week. 2 of his QBs got hurt. He now only has 1 QB. I don't believe you're going to be one in the league. Depending, I believe, on the games tonight, I'm going to be number one in the league. So also that aspect, number one, just want to set that clear. And on top of that, I have two first round picks. Thank you very much. One of those is below 106 now, almost confirmed in that league. Sorry, going on a little bit of a rant here. But yeah, my thoughts on it is in the Empire League, them both being 31. It makes me worried about trying to win two in a row with a 31, like with two 31-year-old and then 32-year-old players. Logan, you're actually in the league as well. I know that you're actually the crazy thing, listeners, we're the top three teams in the league, and it's really not close. So Logan, what do you think of that trade? Obviously, you're slightly biased being another contender in this exact league. But just all the more reason to listen to the guys here at Dino Talk, listeners. I mean, we joined the league, couldn't help but be the top three teams in the league with ease, mind you. Like, I mean, like I said, number one team in the league, and I got a 106 and below pick as well. So,
And before that, can we just go ahead and announce this is the podcast league? Like, this is the podcast of the Dino Talk. We got the three top teams. We're running the league. We just joined it in.
All of us are the only teams. So there is a clear six and six for like six contenders, six rebuilds. And of the six contenders, we're the only three that still have our own picks for next year. All the other three teams already send away their picks. So us three are even more ready to load up when it comes time for the playoff push. I mean, dominant, guys, dominant.
And to also be clear, we're all three in the league, and we're not like just trading with each other, colluding. We have not traded with each other one time in this league.
I don't think we have. I don't think we have made actually a single trade with each other.
I mean, not for the lack of trying, we just haven't. And it's just, we're still the three best teams in the league. Dino Talk, best dynasty podcast.
Maybe. I don't know. I think I might have forgot to check this league this week, to be honest. I need to. I had Travis Etienne, Debo, Jacoby Myers in my starting roster.
Oof. Well,
Damn, CJ
me and
Stroud
Nick
got
will
me a
take care of
whopping
the top
five.
spots. In, don't worry. Me and Nick will take care of the top spots for
I
you.
don't
We'll
know.
keep it
I
warm.
didn't look at Nick's team how they did this week because he's on the same trajectory as me. We both lost the last two games. You've won six in a row, so
I
let's, yeah.
made the clutch move of playing Will Dissly this week with Ferguson on bye, and I don't really have a tight end. I picked him up, and he had like four first half catches. In a 0.75 premium league, which, hey, some good luck right there.
Dang,
That
if
is.
Disley better keep performing and Kyler better get some points, or you might have to start worrying, Nick.
That's right. I know. But let's kind of use that, because on my team, what Jesse's talking about with my second QB, I lost it. I had Deshaun Watson, and I only have Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew.
And
So.
those two are both out now too. They both got the shot basically in one game, and they're both done.
I gotta find a quarterback, but let's kind of transition to the Browns with Deshaun Watson going down. What do we think about this scenario? Like, what do we think the Browns do going forward? Like, what do we think about their players as far as fantasy output? Do we think they just go full on tank mode? Are we buying some of these players now? Do we think Jameis is a guy? Dorian Thompson Robinson? Like, what do you guys think about the Browns? They're in a pretty terrible spot. They were ahead of time, even before the injury. They were in a bad spot. Probably even worse now.
Yeah, no, I mean the Browns are in a tough spot. I mean, I think everybody kind of knows that. Like, I mean, that's I don't know what else there is to say about it. I mean, they're in a horrible con I mean they're in major trouble. But I will say, for our purposes, for fantasy purposes, I was checking my leagues. I do have a couple Jameson Jerry stacks, baby. Let's go. Let's ride. Come on. Jameis and Jerry Jeudy. I could see it. I mean, I could see them having a little bit of fantasy production. And then Nick Chubb, of course. I do think Nick Chubb will get his. He'll definitely be the focal point. I think kind of New York Giants and Saquon.
But why don't we just start? Jameis is a quarterback here, right? Not a question.
In my mind.
I
But
hope
I'm
so.
looking at it for fantasy. I like fantasy points.
Logan, what do you think about the Browns?
I think they're in a tough spot with their current record just because, like, they built up a pretty incredible defense, but I think it's going to be, I don't know. I didn't watch this game, but I'm assuming that the only reason Cedric Tillman had eight receptions is because DTR was the quarterback and they went to high school together. But I did see that Jerry Jeudy had a decent amount of targets and only one reception. So it's just like, I don't know. Maybe they just see what happens because their defense is like not bad. It's just they've had, I don't know, Deshaun Watson playing at a subpar rate the entire season. So like, I don't think that they really go out and make moves, to be honest. Maybe they could get rid of Nick Chubb if someone was interested, but he didn't have like the greatest first game back showing, so like maybe they would need to wait a game or two to give him extra carries or something.
Yeah, I think they're more like definitely more likely to sell with like probably not anybody on offense. I mean, Chubb they could, but I think Chubb's kind of a staple of Cleveland. I doubt they try to get rid of him. And I think it'd be on the defense side of the ball. Maybe Myles Garrett gets moved, who knows? But they're just and as a franchise, they're in some trouble here. And with Deshaun, he wasn't good, but I've seen some people float this idea on Twitter. I kind of think their thought with Deshaun was to kind of ride him out until Nick Chubb got back and just hope that Nick Chubb was just going to save their season and just turn around their offense. And also, I think the idea that DTR was the backup for that game was like, that's a sham. Like, we know DTR can't play. Like, that is obvious. I think what it was, because they announced ahead of time that Deshaun could have a short leash and that DTR was going to take over. Like, there is a reason why it was DTR and not Jameis. Because I think it was the ownership coming down and saying, hey, like, if you're going to bench Deshaun, you got to put in this young guy. And they knew that if DTR got put in, he'd be terrible. And then they'd be like, oh, it's a coaching issue. It's a scheme issue. It's a personnel issue. It's not Deshaun that's the problem. It's not our $300 million quarterback that's the issue. I think that was their goal. But because Deshaun is now out, I think that kind of spoils their plans. That's just my tinfoil hat theory. Because it's obvious Jameis is their best option. I don't even think Jameis is going to be great for fantasy because I think he's changed his play style. But I think it's obvious Jameis is going to be better for their offense than either of those other two.
You kind of beat me to it, but yeah, let me run down to my kitchen and grab you my tinfoil hat, and I'll run it over to you. I mean that's a wild take in my I don't know. I mean that seems a little bit outlandish. I don't know exactly why they would have DTR being the backup. Like, I mean, I guess I haven't thought too much into the reasoning of it all, but boy, that seems out there for me. But we'll see. I should dive into it. I'll dive into it for you.
It does seem outlandish, but when you look at it, there's no logical reason why, as a coaching staff, you could prefer DTR over Jameis or Deshaun. Like, even if Deshaun was healthy, he is miles ahead of where DTR is. That guy's just not a pro quarterback. And the idea that he was going to suddenly show up and be better for them long term, like that seemed to be like something coming from ownership. That's just my opinion, and I get it. It is kind of a tinfoil hat theory.
Well, I mean, I guess if you're tinfoil hat, doesn't the Browns have like a weird ownership structure or something that's been proven to do weird stuff in the past? Obviously, their franchise has sucked for so long. But the one thing that I want to know is this just going to be a full-on nuke and Stefanski doesn't?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make it out because he's not going to retain a 500 or better record at this pace.
That's Nick's theory. He thinks that ownership wants to fire Stefanski.
That they
And
think
so
he.
he was so ownership was setting him up. That's Nick's whole thing is that he thinks that they either set up Stefanski with DTR.
Yeah. So my full tinfoil hat theory is that they were like, oh, you gotta, like, what's going on with the offense? And Stefanski's saying, Deshaun just can't play my offense. I'm sorry. Like, he's not good. Like, our $300 million quarterback is not very good. And they're like, are you kidding me? It's not hit the quarterback, it's you. So he's like, okay, then fire me. But they don't want to fire him because then he can report to the media that they fired him because they would not let him bench their quarterback. So instead, they're like, oh, you got to put this other quarterback in here. That way, when he sucks, we can then fire you. So then it's just like, oh, both offenses are bad. But with Jameis, I don't think Stefanski is getting fired because I think Jameis is going to be at least somewhat competent.
Yeah, we'll have to see who gets announced the starter this next week to really dive deep into this one because I think Jameis will provide, at least with like Jerry Jeudy and some others, just like a little pop to their offense to actually have some like downfield plays if they allow him to. Because there was a time on the Saints he was only throwing like out routes and like really short passes. So we'll have to see.
Yeah, definitely. So I'll take off the tinfoil hat here and we can move on to trade targets. So basically trade deadline players. So in general, who do you guys think could be on the move? I think it's pretty obvious. One is I think Cooper Kupp, Deontay Johnson are guys that could be on the move. I saw today that Cooper Kupp could be a Chiefs target, which would be pretty entertaining. I think the Chiefs getting Kupp or Deontay Johnson would be awesome for their team. I think that would be a, I mean, because the Chiefs are undefeated. Are they 7-0 now? And that's with a terrible receiving core. So they can go ahead and trade for a guy like Kupp or Deontay Johnson and allow 2 to 3 weeks for them to get up to speed with their offense just because they have the record to do it. But you can't just sit there when you're undefeated with a terrible receiving core. Where that's why I would make a move for a guy like Deontay Johnson or Kupp if I were them. That's why I think in general those two guys are guys I'd be wanting to target right now just because of that. And I mean Cooper Kupp's going to be good regardless, but Deontay Johnson with the Panthers, it's a little bit bleak. But if he were to get moved, and all things point to the Panthers not wanting to bring him back next year regardless, to where I think him getting traded at the deadline would make a lot of sense. What do you guys
Not with
think?
Cooper Kupp, but with Deontay Johnson, haven't I heard this story before?
Him
If
getting
he goes to
traded?
a different team, then he's gonna be good.
Well, I mean, I think Deontay Johnson's been good this year. Kind of.
He has been. He has been good. He has been good. Definitely better than if you drafted him, you're very happy with him.
Yeah. And I think he would help a contending team. Like the
Yeah.
Panthers are heading straight for a 3-win season, regardless of whether Deontay's there or not. And they could probably get something for him now. You guys think Kupp could be a.
I mean, I think the Rams need to offload a little bit here. But I feel like I've been calling for the Rams to get rid of players for the longest time because they kept trading all their picks away to compete. Then with Matt Stafford getting a little old and injured, it's just like no Aaron Donald anymore. Like, you really need to not compete for a little bit. But Sean McVay is just too good at scheming games, I think.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing that kind of worries me with them, and or not worries me, but I'm a little bit skeptical of Kupp getting moved just because of the McVay factor. I think he, if they were to trade Kupp and go into a little rebuild, Sean McVay threatened retirement for like multiple off seasons in a row. If they get rid of Kupp and Stafford retires, like what's stopping him from just leaving? And I think the best thing going for the Rams organization is McVay. To where I think if it means keeping Kupp and Stafford for another go round to win 7 or 8 games, I think maybe you just do it. But I think Kupp at the same time could get a decent return because he's a very good wide receiver if they were to move him. I don't know. Any other trade targets you guys
Could the
can?
Ra I think the Rams might be able to compete too without Kupp, not gonna lie.
Yeah, I mean, because they have Puka's going to come back at some point. And then Whittington's kind of showed a little bit of promise at wide receiver too, and really they can make it work with anybody. Like they've had success with a variety of different receivers in that offense.
Yeah, because Tutu Atwell's been getting some serious targets.
Yeah.
So, whew, I don't know. I'm interested to see what happens with that.
And how many wins did they have? Do they have 3 wins?
Think it's they're 2-4 or something. Is that it?
Sounds
Yeah,
right.
they're 2-4.
Okay. Yeah, that's not great. Yeah, they might need to switch something up at some point. But yeah, any other trade targets you guys are thinking about?
I don't know. I feel like I've been speculating the Jaguars moving some players, but I just don't know if what the practicality of them moving Christian Kirk or Travis Etienne.
Yeah,
Because do
I
they
don't.
really need Travis Etienne?
I think they're better without him.
Yeah, I don't disagree. I don't think you can sit Bigsby at this point. But also, what are you getting for Travis Etienne if you move him? I don't think you're getting anywhere close to the first round value that you drafted him at. I don't know that someone will be willing to move serious assets in order to acquire him, in my opinion.
I guess maybe you just go into the offseason and you don't re-sign him then.
Yeah. Is he a free agent after this year?
Yeah, I assumed he was coming up on his fifth year option, or did they already give him a fifth year option? Let's see.
He might have.
Well, I guess this is only his third year, so that would be preemptively moving him. I was thinking it was his fourth year already, but dang. Yeah, that's not likely. Christian Kirk, I just feel like hasn't been that impressive this season with Brian Thomas.
Yeah, I would say I'm a little worried about Kirk in general. Just with Thomas emerging, because I kind of thought Christian Kirk kind of emerged just because they didn't really have anybody else. And I think he's, in all reality, he's probably close to a wide receiver two, wide receiver three-ish kind of guy versus the wide receiver one that he had to play last year.
And if anything, I feel like Evan Ingram shows out in that offense when he's healthy too. So it's just like they have Brian Thomas Jr. and Evan Ingram healthy. That I don't know. Christian Kirk got lucky that he was like a pioneer in the new receiver contract land. So it's kind of a boneheaded decision in the first place.
Well, yeah, I think the Jaguars after the year are going to clean house.
You think they're firing Doug Peterson?
Oh yeah, I think him and the GM. I think Baalke and Peterson are both going to be gone. They should be. They should have been. Baalke should have been gone years ago. He got lucky to have Peterson, who had his 1 year wonder, like he always does. You guys think Alvin Kamara could get moved? That's the last one I wanted to mention. The reason why I think he could is just his contract's up after the year and the Saints are heading downward. I mean, I know that they announced this week Kamara said he wants to retire with the Saints. They don't want to move him. Saints love kicking the can down the road, but I think it would make sense to move him. But I just don't know that you can get enough for him.
Where do you think he could be moved to? Like the 49ers or
Cowboys.
Cowboys, but they're also not in a great spot.
Yeah, that's what I would worry about from the Cowboys perspective. I mean, for them, maybe it would be the case of an injury that you're kind of looking for a team that's had some running back injuries. I really can't think of any. I mean, the Chiefs had Kareem Hunt, who's produced pretty well. Jordan Mason's done a good enough job for the 49ers, I think, for them. The Cowboys could be, but I just don't know if they're winning enough games.
Washington, do you think he could
Washington
go
could be
there?
a good one. I mean, if Eck, with Eckler being there and they paid him.
Oh, yeah, true. Man, that is a tough one to think of places where else he could go, because.
Yeah, he might just have to wait for a running back, a team to have a running back that goes down for an extended period of time. That might be the how a trade would happen there. Don't know. But we can go ahead and transition to the wide receiver segment of the
Or
pod.
actually, I did want to give a shout out of just some random receivers that I think should be moved just to fill roster spots. I really do think Jalin Hyatt should be moved. And I definitely do think Treylon Burks should be moved as well because they're just not being even having looks at them, basically. So I think, well, Hyatt has at least been on the field, but like Burks is just nowhere to be seen. He's like, not a part of the team at this point. So I think two of those people should move, especially Darius Slayton's actually like not that bad on the Giants. So I think they should definitely offload Hyatt and Burks should be sent somewhere else.
I guess the question is, if either of those two would get moved, would you care from a dynasty perspective? Like, would that make you interested in them?
I think Burks being moved to an offense where he could run out of the slot would be an interesting one. Not doing deep volume all the time.
Yeah, I agree. I think for Burks, I feel like the biggest thing for him would be where I would care would it like if the Raiders got him, like that's something that would make me kind of interested. If the Raiders were to go for him, who don't really have any receivers right now.
The Browns.
Yeah, the Browns, like just someone to take a flyer on him, just in the hopes that he turns into something. Yeah, I get Hyatt. Could be a guy that like a contender who need a deep threat. Chiefs.
Maybe the Eagles will try to circle back to the Titans, fleece them hard for Treylon Burks.
Yeah,
I don't think the dynamic between AJ Brown and Treylon Burks would be very good, though.
I don't think Treylon would be a fifth. I mean, maybe their offense would be something once AJ Brown's out if they have Treylon Burks,
Yeah, maybe
but.
the Rams just toss a late round pick for Treylon Burks. The
Yeah.
49ers at this point, they could use another receiver.
Yeah, I mean the 49ers are at such an interesting spot. I mean, but the biggest thing with them, I think, is that they just drafted Ricky Pearsall and they have they
Oh,
drafted
cowing.
Jacob Cowing, yeah,
Oh, is
like
it
to
cowing?
where what?
Is it cowing?
I think so, but I'm not
Oof.
100% sure.
Okay.
But yeah, with those guys, I think that's when they would. But at the same time, if they were to go for someone like a Deontay Johnson, a DeAndre Hopkins, that would not shock me just because they have to win. Like Pearsall's, I mean, clearly they were trying to when they were trying to trade Ayuk, they were asking for a receiver back. Like clearly they don't want to have to rely on Pearsall too much at this point. But yeah, they need to win. Like they're just at a point as a franchise where they need to win now. And without Ayuk, they might kind of panic. I could see.
Yeah, Purdy's contract's coming up, so that's the time window.
Yep. Yeah, they're at an interesting spot. But I think we will be back after a quick break. And we're back. To start, before we get to like whether or not players are wide receiver ones or wide receiver two futures, we're going to talk a little bit about rookie receivers first. Kind of do like a little bit of a kind of price check, pulse check, see kind of where we're at with them. Jalen Polk has had a really tough start to the season. Like there's no hiding that for the Patriots. Do we think like is he toast or do you guys still have hope for him? Would you trade a third round pick for Jalen Polk right now?
I wouldn't touch him.
I would trade away a third round pick. Yeah, I would. There's an interesting statistic. He's actually I heard this on a different podcast. I wish I could cite my source here, but he was like seventh, ranked seventh in separation rate. Like it's something insane. I know. It was on a podcast where they were like, if you can guess the rookie wide receiver who's in the top 10 in separation rate in the NFL, and you're going through all the rookies, and they're like, wait, it can't be Jalen Polk. And it's like, yep, I don't know exactly. I mean, yeah, if I see Logan, I can see through on the glasses there that he's diving into it here. So hopefully he can find it for us. But yeah, I would send a third just based on that alone because, like, at the end of the day, if he really does have that top, if he has that seventh ranked separation rate in the third round, you're just hoping to find a rookie that can have that kind of separation rate. So yeah.
If you're a rebuild, would you toss a third for him? Like, if you're like going to be like the 301 to 303?
I don't know if you should if you're the rebuild. I guess he is young enough. I mean, that's a tough one. Yeah, because either way, I guess in the situation I'm thinking of is more of a contender buying a young guy for a third. But no, I would not. I would stick to the 301, 301, 302.
Yeah, I think that's where I'm at. I offered someone put him on the trade block in the league. If you're putting him on a trade block right now, then you must not have any hope in this guy. So I sent a fourth, and it got declined. I don't blame him, but I also just like why do you put him on the trade block? It like are you expecting to get a second with him being one of the worst players in the league right now? I don't think he. I never thought Jalen Polk was good coming out. I still don't think he is. And I still don't. I don't think I would toss a third. I think I'd toss a fourth. I mean, maybe if I'm a sure thing to be the 3-1, 3-10 to 3-12, and someone offers me him for my third, I might accept it. But I'm definitely gonna think about it for a long time.
Yeah, I guess looking at this tweet from 5 days ago, he was fifth in separation score. But the current concerning part about having a separation score that ranks fifth out of rookie receivers is whenever you actually look at his yards per route run, and it shows that he is 15th overall out of the rookie receivers and yards per route run and targets per route run. So it's just like combining that with the separation score, I feel like is kind of irrelevant because that would make me believe that what is he getting separated on? Like if his yards per route run so low, like I don't know. I think he's in a room of just like nobodies and he's like what the he got a shit ton of targets, but like he hasn't proven that he's a receiver one to me.
Yeah. However, his targets were like, I mean, if we were to dive into those targets, right? Who are they from? Probably a lot of them uncatchable. I mean, I'm just throwing it out. I mean, I don't know. All I'm saying is late third, throwing it for him, early third. That's my line.
I think we do need to dive into the separation status. Like, is he like when the water boy brings the water out, does he like separate from him pretty easily? Or on the sideline, does he separate away from the teammates?
I mean,
Because
with
on the
that
field.
cryptic Instagram story, it seems like he's trying to separate from
Yeah, maybe that's what it is. Yeah, he's separating
the
from the team at a record time.
team. Couldn't make it 8 games.
We need to stop having players who have never accomplished anything, tweeting as if they're and just acting to the media like they're just some hotshot when they haven't done anything. Just like, oh, I'm gonna leave. Like, peace. I'm ready to get traded. Just like, where are you gonna get traded? The CFL? Like, who's gonna take Jalen Polk right now? If they trade away Jalen Polk, the Patriots are taking a huge loss. Like, they're just gonna sit on it with him. Like, there's no way he's getting moved. So I don't know what he's trying to prove. Like he's, yeah,
We've already
we need
seen
to
two
cover.
examples of this as well, with Chase Claypool traded to the CFL basically, and then Robbie Anderson, chosen Anderson, whatever his name is, another one who was like kind of turning into a hothead, and teams are like, dude, you're like 150 and like not even that relevant. Like maybe you've been good sometimes, but like we can easily just like let you go. We don't need you. And they have enough receivers too to like. Like even Hunter Henry's probably going to start becoming super relevant with Drake May, but like having Pop Douglas, it is like probably enough to just be like, dude, you have no leverage. Like, we're sorry we drafted you in the second round. We're going to be keeping you.
Here's a question. Has there ever been a rookie player traded within the first 3 years that have ever done anything on a different team? A receiver just like gets traded, a second round pick gets traded. Has there ever been a success story? Like a first round, second round, third round player?
With receiver.
Yeah. Or any position.
I was going to say Eli Manning.
Yeah, but that's different. It
I
wasn't
know, I
drafting.
know, I know.
This is a good one. I really can't think of anybody.
Yeah, because every time it's just, oh, Kadarius Toney traded. What a steal by the Chief. Nah, Jahan Dotson traded to the Eagles. What a steal by Howie. Not Chase Claypool. Cool. Oh, Ryan Poles is going all in. Not if you're traded in a rookie contract, you're toast.
Yeah, I'm trying
Unless
to think.
it's right before your 5th year option. There might be some success stories there, but early
When
on,
did
not good. Who's Julio
Hollywood Brown?
Jones picked by? Falcons.
Falcons,
Was
yeah.
he?
When did Marquise Brown get traded?
I think it was right before his 5th year option.
It was. Okay, because he had three years in Baltimore and then 4th year in on the Ravens. So that's like only the earliest one where I could see someone being somewhat productive, minus like, yeah, he's like the only one.
Yeah, and he got traded for a first round pick. Like basically they just didn't want to sign him and instead wanted to take a shot at a younger player, which is I think it's different than the other situations. But here's the next one. While you guys have time to look some stuff up on this. Where are we at on Rome Odunze? Do we think he's a guy that his role is going to grow as the season goes on? There's some people on Twitter, some people that think he's a full-on bust at this point, or like he's trending that way. Other people think that after the bye week, he's about to explode. Where do you guys land with Rome?
I think that people who drafted him are thinking that he's about to explode, and people who didn't draft him are saying he's a bust. And I didn't draft him anywhere, so you know what? He's a bust.
Are you guys trying to trade for him at all? Do you think if you own him, are you holding him?
I think you're
Looking at
forced.
that question, Gabby, for you, I just said I
I
don't
think
own him.
you're forced to hold on to him. I don't know if you're going to recoup any value, and I think that with that 1 week against the Colts where he actually was massively targeted, I think that you just kind of have to probably write off a few games and let him like get used to the system and maybe start producing here soon.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. If I own, I mean, I do own him in a few leagues, and I'm not looking to move at any. And I'd be looking to buy. Like I think he has a chance, and he's another guy with good separation. But I don't even know what the metrics say about Rome. But people that cover the team have been saying that he has been getting open better than anyone on the team, at this point in the season. And they think after the bye week that he could explode. And I kind of think the Bears are going to kind of change things up. And this might be a crazy take. I think Shane Waldron, the Bears OC, is pretty good. And the idea that, oh, he mistreated JSN, he's going to mistreat all the other Bears receivers. Waldron's left, and JSN is still a low ADOT player. I saw today that JSN is in the top 5 to 10 in the NFL in targets, and he's wide receiver 40 in fantasy. I don't think it was Shane Waldron, guys. I think it was JSN.
But do you also think JSN's been playing into a role
What do you mean?
with having Lockett and DK?
I mean, yeah, but I mean, he's gotten a lot of targets. Like it's.
That's exactly.
Like, I
And he
mean,
got
sure.
37 receptions that through 7 games. That's pretty good.
Yeah, but he's doing nothing after the catch. No explosive plays, really. Like he's mainly just kind of a Wandale Robinson. Like what's the difference between those two right now? Josh Downs.
Josh Downs won't be getting any targets here if AR keeps playing. Dang. Yeah, no, I agree. I think Waldron's proven to have already shifted the route tree on people. Like I sent you that tweet after the first two games, he already completely shifted the route tree for DJ Moore, which was my initial concern because it was an identical scheme of what JSN ran last year. So I just think that he's proven to actually shift people around and get them open. Cole Kmet's done pretty well. Caleb's starting to heat up, so I think it's inevitable having like a him come in, start commanding more target share, especially with Keenan Allen being so old.
I don't disagree. Any other rookie receivers you guys want to talk about?
I mean, are you guys targeting Jalen McMillan at all? Especially with the Mike Evans injury tonight. I mean, he might be somebody that I'm looking at trying to target a little bit.
Yeah, I think I would be willing to, like, if I get a trade offer for him that's reasonable, I would, but I think people are, I don't think I would trade a second for him. And I think if you have him with the Mike in Evans injury, I don't think you'd be willing to sell him for anything short. Like I don't think if you own Jalen McMillan right now that you'd trade him for a third. And I don't think I'd be willing to trade a second for him. To right.
What about two thirds?
I'd trade two thirds for him.
I would trade two thirds for him, but would you trade Jalen McMillan for two thirds?
I would not. You
It
would?
makes it tough. It makes it tough.
I mean, I think I have him in my taxi squad of all places in any league, so it's just like I'm fine with stashing him there. But I could move him out of that with the trade. Yeah,
Would you?
honestly, depending on the league, I think I would take him for two thirds, second too as well, just because he's in my taxi squad and I most likely picked him up at the end of the draft or waiver wire.
Would you trade him for a third, Logan?
Not
For some
to
reason, I
you.
can't hear Logan very well.
Not to you.
Okay. Come on.
That's a league I'm fine with holding him in my taxi squad. The other one, other leagues I might be willing to move him, but in that league I want to keep him.
Fair. That's fair. We're talking Ultimate Dynasty, Jesse. I've tried to trade for McMillan on Logan's team numerous times, and he doesn't want to trade with me. I don't
Funny that
know.
I brought it up then.
What?
It's
You should have
funny
spent
that I
some
brought it
chat.
up then. Yeah.
Should
In
have
Ultimate,
spent
that's a
chat.
unique league. I might trade him away for a third. I don't see him getting on many rosters.
Yeah, I mean that's the thing is in a 10-team league, like yeah, do you think he's gonna be ever be a guy that's gonna be a perennial
10 team,
starter?
two flex,
Yeah.
mind you. Two
I don't
flex.
know. I guess we'll know soon if he's worth it.
True.
We better
True. So.
buy while you can, buy while supplies last.
Yeah. No, that's true.
I was gonna ask if our rookie receivers initial tier list has shifted at all. Do you guys still value Marvin Harrison Jr. and Malik Nabers as the 1-2?
Yes.
I do.
I think if anything, they've solidified it. Wait, who would you guys even be thinking?
Brian Thomas is right on their tail.
Not in my eyes.
That's
Not
the
on Malik
thing.
Neighbors' tail,
Yeah,
in my
that's the
opinion.
thing
I
that
think
I
it'd be
wanted to
Marvin's
ask.
tail. Brian Thomas has been better than Marv so far.
What's
Disagree?
Chris Godwin's down in the game? Sorry. What were we saying?
That Brian Thomas has been better than Marv so far.
He has been better, but I mean, I think that just because of the prospect, like I still value, and I still think that all other dynasty managers would still value Marvin Harrison over Brian Thomas Jr.
I guess it kind of depends too on the impending downfall of the Jaguars, like Nick's forecasting. But I definitely think that Trevor Lawrence's chemistry with Brian Thomas Jr. is inevitably so much better than what Kyler currently has with Marvin Harrison Jr. that it's almost hard to not put Brian Thomas slightly ahead of Marvin Harrison Jr. because Marvin Harrison Jr. definitely has shown that he has a star factor in some games, but. Sometimes I feel like Kyler Murray just doesn't even look at him deep or like attempt to like forcefully target him or like lean on him like a true wide receiver one currently. Like Kyler's great at like facilitating and like getting the offense running and stuff like that, but it's just like right now it just doesn't seem like that huge prospect commanding targets. They get open because they're so good, like Ja'Marr Chase or like Justin Jefferson's had the ability to get open with everyone. And right now I just wonder why Marvin Harrison Jr. like just disappears.
So if you have Marvin Harrison Jr., you're trading him away for Brian Thomas today?
I probably wouldn't, but I'm just saying in my rankings that like my forecast on the current state of
Like
things,
if you're playing a team, I get what you're saying. If you're
not
starting one of them, yeah, I get what you're
like
saying.
future value, I would hope that Marvin Harrison Jr. would be higher than Brian Thomas. But as I currently see it, Brian Thomas Jr. has been more impressive than Marvin Harrison Jr. That's how I see it. Maybe that's a bold claim,
No,
but.
no, no. I mean, he's been more impressive, but at the end of the day, I mean, if I have Brian Thomas and someone sends me a trade offer, if I'll send you Marvin Harrison Jr. for Brian Thomas, if it takes me more than 2 seconds to accept that, then I've done something wrong. Then there was a glitch on my phone because I'm smashing that, you know?
I agree. I agree. I'm not. If I get a trade offer to Marv for my Brian Thomas, I'm accepting it, and I'm not trading away Marv for Brian Thomas. So yeah, I have Marv ahead of him, but they're close. They're close. Like I would include him in the same tier, but I would include Marv ahead of him.
I
That's
would say
true.
the
Maybe
better
I
question
just
is
have
neighbors. Has
neighbors
neighbors
one.
passed them? Sorry.
Yeah, I would
Oh.
have neighbors one and then
Yeah.
them two, three on the same tier, I guess, now
Yes.
instead of how I had it preseason where it was Marvin Harrison, neighbors on 1A, 1B. Now I would say that Marvin Harrison's dropped to the 2A, 2B.
Yep, I
Right.
agree. No.
That's a
Yeah,
better
I'm
way
with
to
you.
say it. That's
I'm
a better
with you
way to say it.
there. As far as since we are doing a little trade talk, what do you guys think it would take? So if you had Brian, if you have Marvin Harrison Jr. and someone says, "Hey, I'll give you Brian Thomas Jr." Do I got throw and I throw on a second on here? I throw on a second, Nick. I have Brian Thomas Jr. You have Marvin Harrison Jr. I send you Brian Thomas and a second, but it's not me. It's a random person. It's not Jesse. What are you doing?
Yeah.
And a
New Trevor
second, a
Lawrence
2025
contract
second.
too.
It's looking like a mid.
If it okay, mid second. That I was just gonna say late second, I'm not doing it. Early second, I'd lean towards it. Mid, I'd probably sit on that shit for like 2 weeks. I'll be
All
honest.
right, so
Some
that's the line.
meditation.
That's the line. So that means that whenever I traded away my 107s and people took Brian Thomas, I messed up bad because I would have
Yeah.
loved to send a second and Brian Thomas and get Marvin Harrison.
A first and Brian Thomas, I would do it first, I think. Especially if it's any first. Yeah.
I just don't know what's happening with Marv. Like did he get concussed last week or what was it?
Yeah, and then he played this week, and he isn't demanding targets like you would think he would.
That's the one thing I'm really concerned about. Like, is it him? Is it Kyler? Or I don't know. He's been proven to be fast on the field as well, which was like a criticism for him, but I just don't understand why he has like 17 catches, 37 receptions, and then Brian Thomas is already at like 500 yards compared to Marvin Harrison's 279.
Yeah. It's a bit of a concern for Marv.
Maybe Michael Wilson's just that dude.
Yeah. I
Greg
mean,
Dortch.
I'm a little skeptical on that. But let's like we don't have a ton of time, but I think we should talk about the wide receiver one, wide receiver two. Like let's kind of do a rapid fire on this. Is DJ Moore wide receiver one for a team? Like if you're an NFL team, would you want DJ Moore as your wide receiver one, or do you prefer him as a two?
Two.
Yeah, I think a two is the best answer for that, especially with the
Agree.
statistics in his career.
Yeah. Like to where I think Rome could supplant him. Like I think that's within the realm of possibility that Rome could develop into their wide receiver one over DJ Moore. Like that's a possibility. All right. T. Higgins.
That's a one, baby.
I agree. I agree. I think I'd be happy with T as a one. Thrilled as a two. But as a wide receiver one, I'd be pretty happy with that. All
Yeah, I can agree with that. Just needs to stay healthy.
right. Garrett Wilson.
two.
Yeah, I think he's two. Jesse, this is a tough one for you.
1A or 1B, 1B.
Okay. Okay, so you think he needs someone else?
He looked a lot better with Davante Adams on the field, I thought. Until the horrible drop, until the bad drop that was like atrocious. I felt like he was getting open more than he had been before. It just
I think it's like a little AB Juju schema for him where people were saying Juju, oh my gosh, receiver one, but he was just feeding off of AB's presence, I feel like. So I think that would be great for Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I think I agree. I do think I didn't think he played well in his first game with Adams, but he was demanding targets at a pretty decent rate, which is pretty encouraging, I think. All right, Logan requested this one. Michael Wilson, wide receiver one or wide receiver two? I'm gonna say neither. Wide
Yeah,
receiver
this is a
three.
trick question.
Yeah. All right, Jalen Waddle.
He's a two.
He's a two now. I felt like he was a one going into the league, though. First season, receiver one. Now, but you also have Tyreek Hill, so like, I would love to be a wide receiver two with him.
I think I'm at the point with same with T. Higgins. I think I'd be happy with him as a wide receiver one, but I'm thrilled with him as a wide receiver two. Just because I think getting the number one corner type coverage on him, I think he could still produce. Like that's why I think I'd say one. All right. Any other guys you'd want to throw out here for this?
Christian Kirk.
Two. Although I'd be thrilled with him as a wide receiver three. I'd be happy with him as a wide receiver two.
Yeah, for sure. Wide receiver too.
You, Logan?
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that one.
Okay.
And then Tank Dell.
Trick question.
I think I'd be thrilled with him as a wide receiver three, happy as a wide receiver two.
Okay, good.
How about you guys?
Don't even think I'm happy with him as a wide receiver too, to be honest with you. Not right now. I mean, he's just not the same coming off the injury, which makes sense. He's not explosive, you know?
Oh, yeah.
This version of Tank Dell, I'm like, dang, I guess I got to play a wide receiver three.
Wait, how about you, Logan?
Wide receiver three. Like, I don't know. I don't think he. I think he's. I don't know if he should be a two. He was just getting insane volume last year. Nico wasn't online fully yet.
All right, I got two more. Terry McLaurin.
He's a one.
One, yeah.
I'm sold on him being a one this year.
No, I mean, I agree. I mean, he's balling, and I mean, he's got a good quarterback. Yeah, well, one.
I think I'd prefer him as a two. I think as a wide receiver two, I think you'd be really happy with him. I think he's okay as a wide receiver one, but I think if you had Davante Adams with Terry McLaurin, I think that's where you'd get the best Terry McLaurin. Although in the offense now, he works as a wide receiver one.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Devontae Smith.
Two.
1B. Where is that?
Two.
Did we say Olave?
Oh, Chris Olave. That's a good one.
Wide receiver two.
Definitely a two.
I agree. I think he's misplaced as a one right now. I think he needs, I mean, I don't know what they're gonna do at the deadline, but if they had like a DeAndre Hopkins opposite him, I think they'd be better off.
Need to find another Shahid.
Yeah. And honestly, Shaheed, wide receiver one.
Unknown.
Herbert hurt.
Did he get hurt? Hope not.
Oh, no, he's in the game. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I did that to everybody.
Oh, dang. Did Disley just drop that, or was that a catch? Oh, good for him. Good for you, Nick. All right.
All right. It was a fun episode. I'm glad we got to get on and discuss some football. But yeah, week seven ends. We'll hope to see you back next week. You can follow him on Twitter at ProTalkLogan. Follow him at Jesse_Setzer. Follow me at PTNick32. Until next time, Dino Talk.